We have something to look forward to. According to 2 Peter, chapter 1, if you will, turn your Bibles there. We have a lot to look forward to. And if you notice, for time's sake, in verses 10 and 11, which is our focal point, after adding to your faith, it begins with adding to your faith. In other words, to your trust. He says in verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we think about what we have to look forward to, we have to look forward to the practical application of God's word. The practical application of God's word. Well, what do we mean by practical application? He says, be even more diligent. Friends, there's a diligence that we have to have, which means that we need to put our minds to the word and the will and the work of God, and we need to make things happen according to the word of God. And we need to be quick with it. What do we mean by that? It's the idea of going to the grocery store. And Evelyn and I are a little bit different. You know, I like to go in the grocery store and walk around. She like to go in there and get what she needs to get and get on out of there. And so sometimes I like to go by myself so I can just walk around. I like to walk around and I look at this and look at that and stand there a couple of, you do that? Dietrich does it? Mostly women do that. They like to go in there and go, well, I like to go in there and just walk around. Looks, but when I don't have a lot of time, I already know what I'm looking for. I go in there and I get it and I get out. I need to be diligent. We need to be making our calling and election sure. We need to be diligent with it. But notice the reward that we have. He says, if you do these things, practical application, if you do these things, notice the promise, stability. You will never stumble. Why did Peter say that? Did Peter tell us the truth? I believe that Paul told us the truth, that he wanted to know Jesus. Peter tells us the truth, that if we really do the will of God, we won't fall away. That's a promise. It's a promise that if we are diligent in doing the will of God, in the practical application of the word and in the will of God, we will never fall away. That's what he says. Johnny Ramsey said one time, he's an old gospel preacher, he left this world and went to the next. He said, I've never seen a child of God that reads and applies the word of God fall away from the church. You stop reading, stop applying, you'll fall away. Inevitable. You'll fall away. But if you read God's word, understand God's word, obey God's word, apply God's word, you won't fall away. Because he says it by inspiration. You will never stumble. But notice, practical application, a promise of stability in life, but also a place to live eternally. Notice, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hold on, I thought we're in the kingdom. He's not talking about the church. Friends, he's talking about eternal life. It is possible for a person to become a member of the Lord's church and not make it to eternal life. Which means that it's possible for you to have your sins remitted, but not live faithful to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Wow. So I end with this. Go to Romans 12. Y'all thought I was going to forget about that. In Romans 12, what will it require? It's going to require us giving God our reasonable service. In other words, We're going to give God what is just logically due him. How? Number one, not being conformed to the world's way of thinking. Number two, allowing the word of God to transform our thinking. So what else will it take? It'll take us having a sober view of ourselves. Don't think too highly of yourself. I tell myself this, I tell other people this. We're really not that good. We're not. Not without Christ. But with Christ, we can be good. But when you look at verses 9 through the end of the chapter, the reason why I didn't deal with verses 4 through verse number 8, because that's talking about the leadership in the church, which is necessary. But that's not necessary for our point tonight. 9 through 21 is the results of the reasonable service. How do I know that I am offering a reasonable service unto God? How do I know? I'm doing these things. They're evident in my life. I'm striving to be these things. And when that takes place, then I can be like what Paul says, that I may know him. I just want to know him. Question, how bad do you want to know him? How much are we willing to give up ourselves in order to know him? He's given us a promise, everlasting life. We'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Are you going to hear those words? We ought to hear those words. So I leave you with this. I was talking to someone, can't remember, a few people. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But that same Jesus said, few be there that find it. So I'm scratching my head the other day and I'm asking myself, well, hold on. If few be there that find it, can we conclude that few love him? Friends, let's love the Lord. Let's die. Let's do his will. Let's not be selfish. Let's honor him. Let's know him. And he will bless us in this life and the life to come. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. But you can't be saved if you're not in Christ. Why? Because salvation is in Christ Jesus. That's where it is. So you have to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And yes, baptism is still essential for salvation because that's where one comes in contact with the blood of Christ, where God operates on the soul, the heart of the man or the woman in order to wash away the sin. Not before or after at that point. And God will add you to the church. The church of Christ. Maybe a child of God, and really, you were baptized into Christ. But if you really examine your life, you don't know him. That's possible. It's possible for you to be in Christ, but not know the one in whom you're following. That's possible. Let it not be said that among in our midst. As we stand and as we sing to save his invitation.